Well, I really feel fortunate already. I feel that I've been saluted because if you notice, part of my title was the title for this session. And I want you to note that my session was submitted before I saw the program. Okay? So, agenda setting for expanded policy-driven change, research directions for leadership and practice development to improve population health. I'm going to be talking to you today about health promotion agenda setting. And I know some of my colleagues have said, well, Chuck, are you talking about a revolution? And I go, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Okay? I'm asking for us in public health to wake up and to realize that we're being out-influenced. Okay? So the question that I ask you to get started is, who influences the agenda? And when do you arrive as a public health professional at the agenda-setting process? Again, I could only dream of financial relationships. Murdoch has not approached me. Acknowledgement, I feel very fortunate in that I was mentored by two very honored past public health leaders, William Cain and Everett Rogers. Everett Rogers was recognized for his diffusion of innovation, and he started to realize that when he was doing research throughout the world for diffusion of new ideas, he realized that it wasn't just the idea that we had to get at the agenda-setting process. We are a binational team. Some of my colleagues today who presented, who helped me with this, is Michael Hatcher. He's a colleague at the Agency for Toxic Substance Disease Registry. He's been in the field for some time. Also, Ann Hubble, the Director of Health Communication Studies at New Mexico State. I'm a professor at New Mexico State University, and my emphasis is looking at innovative ways to look at policy development. We know that an issue is a conflict, and most importantly, an issue is a values conflict. We see that today, whether it be gun laws, abortion, you name it. It's where there's a value-driven conflict. Deering and Rogers reviewed the research. I stole this theory. The people who really own it is in the mass communication field. And what's cool is the agenda-setting theory is a cross-cutting theory. If you understand the social-ecological approach, it looks at intrapersonal, within people, interpersonal, between people, in that social-ecological context. Agenda-setting conceptualizes the process of how issues, I'm trying to get the cursor to go down. Agenda-setting conceptualizes the process of how issues move from relative unimportance to the forefront of policymakers' ideas. Agenda-setting is based on the belief that the media influence not only what we talk about, to some degree what we think about. What I'm saying is the media, mass media. We looked at print media because we did not have a lot of money for our funding. If you look at other forms of mass communication, social media, for example, it influences not only what we talk about, but possibly what we think about. Agenda setting is crucial to the process of establishing effective legislation. An area within agenda setting is called health promotion agenda setting. We started to work with this with Bill Cain, Everett Rogers in 1995. The key thing is trying to achieve the perceived salience or the relative importance of an issue. That's the challenge. We in public health tend to get involved in short-term campaigns. We have a trigger event. The relative importance shoots up high, but it dissipates. Here's a nice schematic coming from Deering and Rogers. What this flow does is it influences how the mass media influences the public agenda and the policy agenda. What we're talking about is this. It's not by accident that the private sector owns the majority of mass media in urban areas. It's not by accident. They understand the process of agenda setting. They understand that it's important to get that issue through the media. We're asking us not to only develop relationships, but to understand that we need to be working with agenda setters. Who are agenda setters? The media influences the public agenda. Often the public agenda is measured by MIP, the most important problem. The media influences us in a way that influences what is the perceived most important problem on the agenda. At any one time, maybe 3 to 4 issues are on the agenda. That's it. So how do we compete? How do we get that issue that we are supporting onto the agenda? Now, I don't know about you, but often in my career, I arrive late at the table. I approach policymakers directly. I went to the legislators. I went to the city council. I went to the county commissioners. And I achieved change. And afterwards, I went, what did I really accomplish? Not that much. I felt placated. I felt like I maybe arrived late at the agenda-setting table. Who sets the agenda? So this study identified research directions, design and methodologies that looked at how the agenda was set. And specifically, we looked at Healthy Border 2010. It's a binational document similar to Healthy People 2010. Now there's a Healthy Border 2010. We looked at what was taking place in southern New Mexico, West Texas, and also in Juarez. Key concepts. Agenda is a set of issues that's communicated in a rank order. Agenda setting narrows the set of conceivable subjects or issues to set that becomes the focus of attention. That attention will change depending on the political influence. The key thing is that we are trying to focus upstream. That's the nature of public health. But the concept is, how do we get the people who set the agenda to focus at the stream with us? What we're proposing is that there be a model referred to as health promotion agenda setting. It should be involved at each phase of our intervention planning, not just the planning phase, the implementation phase, the evaluation phase, and how do we use agenda setting to alter our health promotion and public health leadership. The goals of this research was to advance sustained advocacy and health policy development in the U.S.-Mexico border area, to take a look at how we look at the media's role in Healthy Border 2010 initiative, to investigate and collect information on characteristics of agenda setters, design factors, and pre-decision mechanism factors, and to potential look at the role of whether it be public health practitioners or leaders in the field. The Paso del Norte region is comprised of about 2.5 million people. Research questions. What are the characteristic factors? Here's what we found out. Agenda setters, I don't know about you, but I was the first non-physician public health administrator in Colorado. I thought I'd have some influence. I thought the county commissioners had some influence. The agenda setters are the people behind them. The agenda setters we found in our research in New Mexico and along the border is agenda setters are people who have lived in the area for at least 25 years. They have not only community experience, but they have wisdom on how to make things work, how issues are part of that agenda. They tend to have a high amount of accumulated wealth, and it could be dollars or it could be resources. They tend to have a high amount of education or at least wisdom on how to make the process work. Those are the agenda setters. We're asking you to be working with agenda setters as it relates to your particular issue. Mechanism factors are systems or practices that help us to get at that table early on. What we did was an exploratory research study. It was a point-in-time study. It looked at direct interviews with agenda setters. We interviewed people who were working with TV stations, editors, owners of TV stations, owners of newspapers. We looked at people who represent the public leadership, and we looked at the traditional policy action people. Data was collected for this particular study. We interviewed 10 people in Las Cruces, 10 in El Paso, 10 in Juarez. We also have done extensive research throughout the state of New Mexico. And this is just a little bit about the methods. We followed all IRB protocols, and what we found out is the leading newspapers in the area was Sun News in Las Cruces, El Paso Times in El Paso, numerous newspapers in Juarez, including El Diario, which is a community-owned. What we found out when we talked with the editors of those various newspapers is that the editors of El Paso Times, City of Las Cruces, Sun News, and Juarez. Communicated with newspapers on a weekly basis that were in Arizona, that also communicated with Mexico City. Why did the editors of those newspapers communicate on a weekly basis? They communicated to set the agenda for that newspaper. Here's what we're talking about. In terms of the agenda-setting process, we often get too late. The people in power identify what the problem is. They clarify what are the alternative solutions. And we get there way too late as public health people. What we're asking ourselves is to wake up, smell the coffee, and to arrive earlier, to help be part of that initial ideas, to help be part of that problem identification, and help to be part of that proposed solution, mapping, and discussion. One of the concepts that we talked about, and this is part of our peer review publication, was how to build a shared vision, how to help people to move beyond that key cause. And here are some key results that we came up with. Traditionally, we do short-term campaigns. It's important for us to use a variety of things that involve strategic partnerships to get there early. For us not to be working just with the policymakers, because we know policymakers are driven by what? By their term, by their reelections. If you look at policymakers, do they follow your local media very closely? Of course they do, because they realize that media is influencing how people perceive to be what the most important problem is, the MIP. So what we're saying is this: you need to work closely with your media, and especially to work with people who are agenda setters who have influence on that local media. Does that make sense? And then to work closely with public leadership and then eventually influence the policymakers. But the most important thing is to try to get there early before the problem is identified, before the solutions are clarified. I don't know about you, but often getting there late is not that enjoyable. Okay? And in summary, I'm the primary researcher. We have a team of around 12 different individuals that's binational. We've been very fortunate. We've had a chance to present our original research in Australia in 2003, Vancouver in 2007, Geneva in 2010. We did not make it to Thailand, but we made it to New Orleans. So we appreciate that, and thank you so much.